One of the great things about purchasing your appliances from Lander Gambles is the great product line they provide. Only the best from Maytag, KitchenAid, Whirlpool, and Amana. The next best thing about purchasing your new appliances from Gambles is service after the sale. Lander Gambles has two factory-certified technicians so that in the unlikely event of a problem, your Amana, Maytag, Whirlpool, or KitchenAid appliance is back up and running in the shortest time possible. Also, when you purchase appliances from Gambles, there's free delivery within 30 miles of town. Lander Gambles, 420 Main.
Hey, turn around. Shop in town.
Keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Clay Schaefer with Hayden Outdoors, Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It is 9:30 in the AM, which means you are listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We did it again. We made it to another Friday. And I always say, I can't believe it's already, I know I always talk about this on this show, but the quickness of time speeding by lately, it feels like it's just been insane. It feels like I was just saying it's Friday yesterday. And on that note, too, thanks to all of our listeners for being understanding about no show yesterday. We appreciate that. We did have a basketball game that was airing during that time, so you did still have some awesome things to listen to during the normal 9:30 slot, but we are back at it again today. We've got a packed show, a lot of guests today, so we're just going to dive right into it. We have Tara Romans from Project Graduation, who's here to fill us in on that yearly fundraiser here for Lander Valley High School. It's pretty cool what they do. They raise funds and they provide like a safe place in the gym for the kids to hang out. It's like a lock-in like they used to do back in the day. And obviously not like a lock-in, they can leave if they want, but if something's going on. But the idea is that they all hang out the night before graduation in the gym. They have tons of food, prizes, and games and everything. Sounds like a really cool event for the kids, something for them to do so that they don't get in any trouble the night before graduation. We don't want that, that's for sure. We'll let Tara fill us in a little bit more on that in just a moment. We also have Shireen Herrera from the County 10 Morning Show and County 10 Podcast, who recently sat down with Central Wyoming College's Joey West, who along with Sarah, Jordan, Madeline, Amelia, and Amelia filled us in on their production of the musical Carousel. That's the CWC production of Rodger and Hammerstein's Carousel. That's going to be premiering tonight at 7 o'clock at CWC. They'll fill you in on where to get tickets, when you should show up, and all of that. They have the details. We also have part two of our interview with Renee Schell from Wyoming Game and Fish. That's also from Jared and Shireen from the Morning Show and Podcast, County 10 Morning Show, County 10 Podcast. We aired part one on Tuesday where she was talking about summer camps, and they're going to wrap that up as well. But before we get to our guests, a quick weather update. Don't hate the messenger. We've been saying it all week, though. We know that it's been an unseasonably warm couple days or few days here this week. All week it's been pretty nice, and that ends today and tonight. According to the National Weather Service in Riverton, the unseasonably warm weather is saying goodbye, and we are back to winter reality starting tonight as clouds will increase today when a system moves toward the area. Showers will break out across the west and south this afternoon and expected to get colder tonight with snow showers spreading across much of the area. Mostly cloudy with showers likely today. Highs around 54 degrees and some winds gusting up to 19 miles per hour. But that chance of precipitation today going into tonight is 70%. But that new precipitation amounts to less than a tenth of an inch for today. Going into tonight, though, cloudy with rain and snow, lows around 27. So even though that cold weather is coming back in, it's not that horrible, atrocious cold that we had last week. So you appreciate 20 degrees when it's negative 20. You realize how truly warm 27 degrees is. Wind chill values will be taking it down to the teens, though. There's going to be a wind. It's going to be a windy one tonight with winds gusting up to 33 miles per hour. And that chance of precipitation is bumped up to 90% tonight with new snow accumulation between an inch and 1.5 inches tonight. That's it for the weather update. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And we come back, Tara Romans chatting about Project Graduation.
Livability, opportunity, responsibility. That's who we are at the Lohr Foundation. Hi, I'm Michelle Scudero from the Lohr Foundation in Lander. We work to improve Lander's quality of life through funding and support for public benefit projects. This year, we've been part of projects like the expansion of the Apple Valley School, restoration of the VFW building, and the development of the Lander Art District. If you have an idea for improving the quality of life in Lander, get in touch with us at thelohrfoundation.org.
March 7th is the last day for you to apply for the possibility of seed funding through the Startup Challenge. Hi, this is Brian Young with Impact Fremont County. We help entrepreneurs in Fremont County figure out how to make their business idea or product a solid venture. If this sounds like you, let's talk. It's free and confidential. Apply online at impact307.org, click on the Startup Challenges tab, and then Fremont County. Hurry, your last day to apply is March 7th.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. As we teased before the break, we are in studio today with Tara Romans, who's here to talk about Project Graduation. But before we get to talking about Project Graduation, Tara, how are you doing today, and how did you get involved with this?
Well, thank you, Vince. I am a parent of a senior student this year. And
I'll have to pause you right there. Not just any senior student. That was Taylor Romans, yes, who did Race Across America. We had her on the show. Yeah, she's done a lot. But yeah, this is her mother, Tara.
Yes. And I, so the past couple of years with COVID, obviously Project Graduation hasn't been its normal event that we usually hold.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that's gone around for years and years and years, at least 30 years that I can count back to. And this year we are hoping to kind of get back to normal. And so being familiar with it and kind of the process and stuff, I've been approached by parents and some school faculty if I would be interested in heading it up. So here I am.
Here you are. And then for folks who don't know what it's, you mentioned it's been going on for decades now. What is Project Graduation?
So Project Graduation and all reality is considered a lock-in, although it's not actually, like, if something happens and a child, you know, needs to leave, they can leave.
Right, right.
But it is an all-night event that starts at 10 p.m. and runs till 5 a.m. It originally started at the fire hall back in the day, and the fire department helped put it on. Now we're moving it back to the high school because it's grown a lot. We utilize auxiliary gyms and field houses and stuff, and it provides an outlet for kids to celebrate their accomplishments and graduation in a chemical-free environment. So
that's huge.
Yeah, provide them safety, you know, to prevent drunk driving, you know, drug use, stuff like that. We have all kinds of events that come on. We start with feeding them a barbecue dinner. They come in, we have a company out of Pinedale comes in and they provide inflatables, like literally every kind of inflatable.
Oh, cool.
You have,
yeah,
Velcro walls, obstacle courses, sumo jousting, sumo boxing, mechanical bulls, like, and they'll have a casino night with it. And then there'll be many more activities, you know, that are included throughout the night, and they can play the games and, like, compete for tickets, which will go towards prizes that we give out throughout the night.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Kiwanis this year is going to come in with their pancake trailer, and they're going to serve breakfast to the graduates before they head out.
And now, is this does this cost anything to students, or is this a free thing?
It's completely free. We completely fundraise it. Our budget is usually between $20,000 and $25,000 between entertainment costs, permitting, and then gathering, you know, money for prizes.
Mm-hmm. All the entertainment.
All the entertainment and everything. You know, we always are open to donations. This year, we're trying to take a little bit different approach to that. We're doing a raffle this year. There's currently tickets for sale.
Currently, like, so the raffle tickets are for sale right now for Project
for
Graduation.
They're for sale right now. The drawing's on April 6th. You can buy tickets at the LVHS office, the district office, which is on South 9th and Sweetwater, which used to be the old Starrett Junior High building.
Yeah, okay.
Wind River Outdoor Company, Popoja One Stop, Wonderfully Made Salon, and Y.O. Glass, which is the old By Right Liquor Store, or it used to be Ace Glass in Mary.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They're there also, and Olson Orthodontics. They're $10 a piece, and they have really terrific prizes on them.
Yeah, you mentioned there were some really good prizes this year, correct?
Yeah, Classic Air has donated a helicopter tour of the Lander Valley. That's the first place prize. The second prize is a half a beef donated by Billy Britton that has Frank's Butcher Shop in Hudson.
Okay, wow.
And then the third place prize is a pair of binoculars that were donated by Maven.
That's, I mean, just so many community-minded businesses coming together to provide those. Those are awesome prizes.
Yes. We figure, I mean, who knows how much a lifelight costs you. I mean, that's pretty kind of, you can't really put a number on that one. But with beef prices right now.
That's gold.
I mean, yeah, that is. At least a $2,500 prize, depending, you know, on like the weight of the beef and stuff. So, and they're processed and they're ready to be picked up. So the night of the drawing, we'll contact whoever the lucky winner is, and they'll be able to go down to Hudson the next day and pick it up.
And then do people have to be present for the raffles? And it's open to everybody, right?
Yeah, it's open to literally everybody. We do have it posted on the Project Graduation Facebook page, which is LVHS Project Graduation Class of 2022. We do have some, you know, grandparents and stuff that would like to buy a ticket but may not necessarily, like, utilize the prize, but they live, you know, out of state.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can message the page if you do, and we can, like, set that up. We can do, like, a Venmo transfer
You'll
or something
work with
like
them.
That. Yeah, we'll work with them to get it figured out. And people, you know, if they don't even want to buy a ticket, we are always gladly accept donations to help with the graduates. My goal this year was really try to not so much ask businesses for money, but to raise money throughout the community so we can put money back into our local economy.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we can get every single ticket sold, there's 1,800 tickets out for sale right now. We'll raise roughly $18,000, which is like almost 80% of.
So if everyone in Lander buys one ticket, you know, we'll sell out before we even get to a third of the people.
Exactly, and so and everything else on, you know, is just a bonus that we can use to help provide better prizes for the kids and stuff.
Well, it's going toward a great cause, and you can win some amazing prizes. So why not?
Yeah, and if somebody would like to make just a private donation, they can either take it to the LVHS office or they can take it to the administration building and just tell them that you're dropping it off for Project Graduation and it'll go directly into our fund.
And once again, those are the places where they can get the raffle tickets, correct?
Yes.
Along with Wind River?
Wind River Outdoor and Popoja One Stop.
Okay.
And then Wonderfully Made Salon, which it's kind of a little hidden. It's across the street from Safeway.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And Wild Glass, Olson Orthodontics, and then there are parents, like if you know a parent of a senior,
they probably
lots
have
of the
some
parents
too.
Have tickets too. This is a parent organization, so a lot of people are under the impression that the students are selling the tickets. There, you may occasionally see a student sell a ticket, but
it's
mostly a parent thing, and that's why we have them out at the businesses and stuff like that.
Okay.
But if you know a senior, you can definitely ask them, and we can surely get a ticket to you.
Perfect. Are there going to be any other upcoming events leading up to Project Graduation that people need to know about?
So we will have a parade on May 15th. That's Sunday. That's exactly a week before graduation. Tentatively, it's scheduled for 6 p.m. That was something that kind of evolved during COVID. Have typical, you know, project graduation.
Yeah, to pivot and how you did
it. Yes. Yeah. That is something that we are going to continue. No fireworks this year. The senior class actually voted against it, which we were all surprised because Lander's such a pro-firework community.
Okay.
But
it's their celebration, let them figure it out. Yeah.
And they actually said that they would have rather see the money go towards prizes.
Okay. Okay. That's smart, though. That's all right.
So the community that lives off of Baldwin and an Indian Lookout and everything can breathe a sigh of relief that you won't have fireworks after the parade.
Any of our listeners here, one less firework show for the year, which, some people, that's huge for them, too, knowing that that's not going to happen.
But we will do the senior parade, and I have a couple ideas in my brain right now of kind of maybe evolving that a little bit.
Okay.
I'm not going to say quite yet.
We'll leave it as a teaser. We'll have you back on as time gets closer, too.
And so senior parade, no banners this year. I know that the community really likes that. Just became some technical issues and some rules that have changed with the city and state. So that's all the more reason to go to the parade.
Right,
you actually get to see the seniors in person, and you can cheer them on. And
well, and make sure to stay in contact with us, because as you know, I report for County 10, so I'll definitely be there to cover the whole thing. We'll get a video of it, get some photos. We'll make sure people know that it's going on.
And that's great. And we really appreciate the community support. And I mean, we're very fortunate to live where we do. Lander is a very supporting community. And even when you feel like you've given a lot, there's always somebody that's always willing to give a little bit more.
That is 100% true.
We're very fortunate for that. So, and I mean, project graduation has always been a very positive experience. Mm-hmm. I've never really heard anything negative about it. So we're hoping that we can, you know, get it back to the tried and true ways and
totally
expand it and grow it and go from there. And, you know, people have asked, it is for people that graduate from LVHS and Pathfinder. So Pathfinder is also, you know,
a part of the whole celebration. Yeah.
If they choose to go, they can go to that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in today and filling us in all that. Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the public while you're here?
Buy a raffle ticket.
Buy a raffle ticket. And all the places that she mentioned, go to the LVHS offices, go to the district office as well, and the number of businesses that you mentioned. And then was there anything else in terms of how people can reach out?
If they have questions, they can email me. My name, it's Tara Romans. It's my name, TARARomans @gmail.com. I'm really good about getting back to my email. So if they have any questions or if they would like to donate, even if they don't want to donate money, we will gladly accept, you know, product if they would think that this would be a great prize for a graduate.
Cool.
We will gladly do that. We do have lots of businesses that donate product versus money, which we're completely fine with because, I mean, we're raising money, obviously, to buy product and then offset costs of food and entertainment, too. So, you know, we're very open to any kind of donation that somebody would like to make.
That's amazing. And once again, that's Project Graduation. Tara Romans, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, some quick bits of local news.
Now is the time. It's time to get off the couch and into your first 5K run. Hi, I'm Teresa Shoemaker, physical therapist at Teton Therapy's Lander Clinic. Join me and all of Teton Therapy's treatment staff as we take part in the Couch to 5K program. This 9-week training plan will help you prepare for our OT 5K on April 23rd. For more details, go to TetonTherapyPC.com or find us on Facebook at Teton Therapy PC.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
All right. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. We're going to go ahead and throw things over to Miss Shireen Herrera from the County 10 Morning Show and County 10 Podcast as she chats with members of the production of CWC's Carousel, which premieres tonight.
Jared and Shireen and Coffee Time. And yes, this week, the big debut, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel at CWC. And we have Joey West with us, you know, talk about getting the tickets. The show's kicking off this Friday. You're going to want to make plans. They do go for a couple of weeks. But this Friday night, Joey, you ready?
I think we will be after tonight. I mean, we're almost there. We're almost there. But yes, we'll be ready for opening.
Friday night, 7 o'clock, March 4th.
March 4th. It'll be great. Yeah, I'm so excited. It's a great show. We run March 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Our Friday, Saturday, and Monday shows are going to be at 7. And then we'll have our Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. But that's
so
just this first weekend. We're running it over 2 weekends, you know. And then we do March 10th, 11th, and 12th, both all at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Right. Tickets are $12 for adults, $10 for youth and seniors. What's the best place for folks to get tickets, Joey?
You can go to tickets.cwc.edu and buy them online. Or you can come to our box office. Box office is open from 3 to 6 Monday through Friday. And we'll be open like 30 minutes before showtime. So you can buy tickets there as well. We sell them at the door.
So this is a musical.
It is. It's huge. It was the second musical that Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote together.
It was the second one after the musical called Oklahoma.
Nice. So, right. Thanks, Jordan.
Right.
So after Oklahoma.
It was right after Oklahoma that they wrote this and they put it together. And you remembered that.
That's awesome.
Way to go.
I didn't know that. Thanks, yeah. Jordan. And we have some of the crew here. Sarah, what role do you play?
So I'm Julie Jordan.
I was going to guess that, but yes. I didn't want to guess that. You know, yeah. I wanted to ask.
So I am the woman that falls in love with Billy, the barker of the carousel. And I'd like to add, it is a really touching love story. But it's also, I think, about loving people for who they are.
And you have your daughter involved in the play as well. Madeline is here. How is that, working with your daughter, involving her, and you guys obviously share that passion?
Yes, actually, it was initially her passion, and I am the one who is tagging along.
Yes.
This is Madeline's third CWC production.
tickets.cwc.edu. We're talking with the CWC Theater, the theater department at CWC as they gear up for their big opening night, March 4th. Now remember, it goes pretty much all the way through March 12th. It's on Thursday, Friday, Saturday with one Sunday performance, which is going to be at 2 o'clock. Perfect if you want to go after church or you have things on Sundays, and that makes it easy. So Madeline, it's you're up on the mic there. What's your role with Carousel?
I'm a part of the ensemble, but it's a lot of fun.
All right, and then we have Amelia, who I recognize from A Christmas Carol.
Yay. Yeah.
Yay.
Amelia, how old are you?
I'm 14. I'm about to be 15.
Amelia, what's your role?
I play Carrie Pipperidge, who is Julie Jordan's best friend.
Ooh, your besties. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Kind of like almost comic relief. It's been a lot of fun so far.
A Carousel is kicking off this Friday, March 4th. I got to get Jordan, my buddy, on the mic. Yeah. Jordan, what role are you playing?
This time I'm playing the Secondhand Friend and the Stark Keeper and the Angel.
You're playing one of the angels.
Yes,
multiple roles, actually.
Yeah, multiple
right,
roles.
Joey?
Yes, and he's playing chorus. He's in nearly every scene that we can put him in, he's in. So, yeah. Can you say your line for us?
And I say, shake, kick off the... Billy, let's get going.
Good job, Jordan. You love being a part of this stuff, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you encourage folks to be a part of it.
second grade.
Well, you'll see Jordan up there. You'll see Joey. He's playing
Billy Bigelow.
You're playing Billy Bigelow. Wow. That is a big part. Great.
There's a big thing that we are trying this year, and I haven't done it before, but Monday night when I was growing up, we had a family night, so all the family got together and we did activities and other things, and we're doing a special Monday night family night performance where all tickets are $5 per seat and general admission.
Awesome.
So just come and see the show. If you see it, if you're worried about ticket prices, come and see the $5 Monday night family night performance.
As I always ask, whether it be on A Christmas Carol, Little Women, or this carousel, which the production begins this Friday night, they've been working hard. Get those tickets. Tickets.cwc.edu. Only $12 for adults, or you can get that family night on March 7th. I would love for you guys to get into character. Whoosh. Give us a little ditty from Carousel CWC's theater performance.
If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles, I'd go.
Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy.
When I marry Mr. Snow,
what a day.
The flowers will be buzzing with the hum of bees.
The birds will make a racket in the churchyard trees.
When I marry Mr. Snow.
All right, big shout out to the cast of Carousel and Shireen Herrera for chatting with them. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, part two with our interview with Renee Schell from Wyoming Game and Fish.
Ask the Expert and the Lander Biz Show with the Lander Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shireen Herrera, and every weekday at 4 o'clock on KOVE 1330 AM, we get to ask the expert and hear from local Lander businesses.
Watch county10.com for the podcast after each episode is complete. The Lander Biz Show, powered by the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
March is full of madness, and spring is right around the corner. Palace Pharmacy in Lander is locally owned and locally loved. They're a pharmacy. They have gifts, cards, candles, Wyoming jewelry, scarves, and so much more. Easter gnomes and other items are starting to arrive at Palace Pharmacy, plus all kinds of things for the kids. March is full of madness. Spring is right around the corner, and Palace Pharmacy is celebrating. Great decor, gifts, holiday items, and more. Palace Pharmacy, locally owned, locally loved. You can find them at 1255 Main Street in Lander. Jared and Shireen, Renee Schell, Wyoming Game and Fish. Topic for this interview is permission slip applications. Now, every time I hear permission slip, I go back to school. But this is a good permission slip, and I'm really excited to tell folks about an opportunity to get access to some Du Bois area lands. Is it a day early, Renee?
Yep, a day early. Yes, this is not the permission slip where you have to go see the principal or all of those memories that it brings back. This is a good one. Maybe we could think of a better name, Shireen. Some of our commission-owned lands in Du Bois, specifically those up the East Fork Road, so that's like our Spence and Moriarty Wildlife Management Area and our Inberg and Roy Wildlife Habitat Management Area, those, like many of our lands around the state, are closed for wintering wildlife. And that's, for a lot of the commission-owned lands, the reason why that those lands were acquired. Not all of them, but for many of them. So we really protect them in the winter, protect the wildlife that's there. And up on these two, we have, bighorn sheep, we have elk, we have a lot of deer, moose, just to name a few, that spend the winter there. The harshest kind of time of the year for them, and they're able to do that in a little bit more peace. This is, comes as no surprise. When a lot of those lands, whether they're commission lands or forest lands, open up in the spring, it can be like a land rush, antler grab kind of mentality. And anyone who's been here for a while and read the stories over the years, it's not pretty. I mean, there have been, I think there have been horses that have died. There, you know, it's just, it's a little bit crazy. And seeing that, you know, kind of human safety aspect, and then also, you know, animals that are on the landscape, the wildlife, they don't necessarily know that one day the gates just open, right? Mm-hmm. So they, it's a little bit wild to them too, and stressful as well. And so they, we've seen up the East Fork Road, animals getting kind of, you know, pushed, and not that anybody means to, right? But everyone is, you know, focused on, you know, getting out really and kind of collecting those antlers because they can make some good money on them. So we've seen the stress that it causes the wildlife. So we thought, let's open a day early, and that day early would be May 15th, because each year it opens to everyone on May 16th. Let's open it a day early to a few people, and maybe it won't be such of a shock, and the animals will have a little bit more time to kind of get pushed up higher, which is where we want them anyway. We want them then in the spring to be going up, moving up to the summer range, and there's usually better forage by mid-May up there anyway. We started this last year, and we'll put in online, and I'll talk about how to, you know, kind of where to find that. And it's a random draw.
Oh,
so
cool.
Last year, yeah, it's not first come, first serve, so that's nice that, you know, it's random draw. Applications are open right now, and they are open through April 15th, so you've got a little bit of time. If someone draws a permission slip, they get to take three other people with them, so they have to be present. I think it was last year someone put in their one-year-old daughter. You know, they're probably trying to put in every family member, and then they drew. Their one-year-old daughter was the family member that drew, and they said, does she have to be there? And we said, yeah. Yeah, she does. She's got to be there. So they brought her out. And
fun
she,
for her.
Yeah. She even got a little safety vest, and like, yeah. Oh,
cute.
Yeah. It was pretty cute to see, honestly. But so that person has to be there. And you can just take one vehicle in together. Or you could ride four horses in. That would be a different option. We don't expect that everybody would be on the same horse there. yeah, that would be a little crazy. And you don't have to go in to collect antlers. I mean, some folks really just like to be the first ones in to hike, right?
Yep.
Or to fish. I mean, we all know what it's like to be the first one down the trail, you know, and you get to be the first one that maybe sees the moose or whatever it is. So you can do those things that day too. Last year, it was 25 permission slips, and we felt like it went really well. We got a ton of positive feedback just for doing it in the first place. And then, of course, the people who were there enjoyed it. This year, we are going to up that to 40 permission slips. So last year we saw, you know, kind of what that was. That would have equated to 100 people. And we thought, you know, we could probably allow a few more in and still be okay.
Great.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You can apply now. The easiest way to get to that is to go to the homepage for the Game and Fish, which is wgfd.yo.gov. Click on the public access button at the top, and then go down to the Hunter Management Area square, and then hit apply for permission slips. You'll have to sign into your Game and Fish account or create one if you don't have one. And then once you get in, you'll hit apply for permission slips again. There'll be another button. And it's actually the only permission slip that's open right now, but it lays it out for you. You'll get a copy of the rules if you draw, but if you wanted to see kind of the rules that day, and it talks about, like I said, the three additional people and the one vehicle, you can go, you know, back out to that public access button and down to our WHMA button, and then select either Kevin Inberg or Spencer Moriarty. Select one of those, and there'll be something that a little line that says early opening rules, and you'll click on that. And if you can't find it, just call us over here, because I know it's a few pages to step through, but you can call our front desk at 332-2688, and we can help you kind of step through where to see that stuff.
What's the deadline on the permission slips?
Yep, April 15th. So you have April 15th, and then the draw will be on like May 3rd and like that morning, and we'll have results out, I think, by 8 a.m. on May 3rd.
You know, there are a few steps on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website, which is wgfd.yo.gov. But I swear, Renee, every single time I'm on this, I learn so much. And there's always like really great information, whether you have to weed through some stuff. But I think it's great.
Yeah, even if you get lost.
Yeah, it's a good lost. It's like a good lost. Yeah, every single time. So, Renee, we'll talk to you soon. Always a plethora of information. County10.com features Renee Shell, Wyoming Game and Fish, on the podcast section and all the time at county10.com on the homepage. So, Renee, we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks again to Shireen Herrera and Jared Anderson from the County 10 Morning Show and County 10 Podcast for chatting with Renee Shell, as well as providing the interview with the cast of Carousel. Go see that tonight at 7 o'clock at CWC. And big shout out to Tara Romans from Project Graduation as well. Look into what you can do to help out with that. It's a great, great cause. As we wrap up today, be sure to stay tuned to KOVE for some boys basketball starting at 10:30, with Wyatt Berichka's pre-show coverage starting at 10:15. We've also got LVHS playing the LVHS will be playing Lovell in a win or go home game that you don't want to miss. And also the girls LVHS basketball team will be playing at 4 o'clock against Pinedale, all right here on KOVE. Thanks again for tuning in, as well as our sponsors, the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, Impact 307, and the Lore Foundation. We couldn't do what we do without you all, and appreciate everything you do for the community as well. Hope everyone has a great, safe weekend with the winter weather coming in, and we will see you guys back again on Monday.